Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shiur.
We are beginning tonight's shiur in Siman Reish Ayin Gimel. We are up to Sif Beis. We are on the top line of page Nun Beis, the page following 102. The Mechaber says in Sif Beis, "Im kidesh bebayis echad al manas leechal shom." If a person made kiddush in one house, having in mind to eat there, the achar koch nimloch leechol b'makom acher. After kiddush, he decides to go ahead and eat in a different place. Tzarech lachzur ulekadosh b'makom sherotze leechol sham. He must make kiddush again in the other house. So he made kiddush in house A, and then he changes his mind and decides to eat in house B. He must make kiddush again when he gets to house B. So the Mishnah Berurah says in Zevkaton Tes v'achar koch nimloch. Then he changed his mind. V'lo ochal kan kezayis. He did not eat a kezayis over here. Avalim ochal kezayis yotza. But if he ate a kezayis, he is yotze. K'lakamon b'sefei like v'si'en sefei. So kiddush makom suda requires that after you make kiddush, you eat a kezayis. If you do not eat a kezayis and you go to a new place, you must make a new kiddush over there. Sivkoton yud b'makom acher haynu afilu b'cheder acher sheba'usul bayis. This is not only discussing going from house A to house B, says the Mishnah Berurah, even going from room A to room B in the same house will also require a new kiddush. Kevan shelo haisa daito lezem mitchila. Since you did not have it in mind, ukid leel b'sif alak, discussed last night. If you had it in mind, then you can go from room A to room B in the same house, but if you did not have it in mind, and you go from room A to room B, you would require a new kiddush in room B, specifically if you cannot see the original room from your new room. Says the Mechaber Vayter Siv Gimel, Im kiddush velo sa'ad. If one made kiddush and he did not eat, so af yidei kiddush lo yotza. Even kiddush he's not yotze. Not only is he not yotze kiddush v'kom suda, he's not yotze kiddush. Says the Ramah, V'tzorach lechol b'mokum kiddush la'alter. You must eat in the place where you made kiddush right away. O sheyehei b'dayto lechol sham miyod. Or you have to have at least in your mind that you're going to eat there right away. Ava belav hachi, but without having at least in your mind that you're going to eat there right away, afilu ochal b'mokom kiddush, even if you end up eating in the place where you made kiddush, eino yotze, you are not yotze. And we'll see details of that shortly in the Mishnah Berurah. If you had in mind not to eat in the place where you made kiddush right away, and you changed your mind and decided to eat there right away, yotze, then you are yotze. So if you ended up doing the right thing, even though you had the wrong intention, it would be okay. So let's see the details now in the Mishnah Berurah, beginning at Sivkoton Yud Aleph. The Mechaber again said, if you made kiddush and you did not eat, you're not even yotze kiddush. Kamash malon, the Mechaber is coming to teach me. The lo tema, don't say, dafka im rotza lecho b'makom acher, dafka if you want to go ahead and eat in a different place. Hu de lo mahani akiddush lahatir lo ba'achila. That's when the kiddush over here is not going to help to allow you to eat somewhere else. Kevan shlo kiddush b'makom suda, because you didn't make kiddush b'makom suda. Avalim eino rotza lisot achar kach klal. But I might think if you don't want to eat afterwards at all, yotza al koponim yidei kiddush. I would think at least you're yotze kiddush. Kamash malon, that you're not yotze kiddush. So not only can you not make kiddush in place A, to then go ahead and eat in another place, but you're not even yotze the kiddush if you don't want to eat. You're not yotze kiddush. Without eating afterwards, that's not kiddush. That's the Mechaber. The Ramah says, v'tzorach lecho b'mokum kiddush la'alter. You must eat in the place where you made kiddush right away. V'lo yafsik afilu zman kotzer. You should not even have a short pause between your kiddush and your suda. You start your suda right away. Kosa b'share knesses agdaila. De'im me'eza siba kom miduchte. If for some reason after kiddush you got up from your place, the yotza lachutz and you went outside, the acha kachozer l'makomo and then you came back to your place, so you made kiddush. Ein tzarech lachzer ulekadosh machma sheyotza lachutz. So says the Shari Knesset HaGdolah, you made kiddush in one place, and after kiddush you walked outside for some reason, and you came back in, you do not need a new kiddush. Kevan shelabasof hoisa asuda b'makom ha-kiddush ayin sham. Because l'maisa, at the end of the day, you ate your suda in the place you made kiddush. It's true you went outside and came back in, but you had the suda in the same place, you do not need a new kiddush. V'yesh cholkin bazeh. There are those who argue on this. The alkein, and therefore lechatchila yizar bazem ma'od. Therefore, one should be very careful about this. Ach b'di'evid. But if b'di'evid one did it, he went outside after kiddush and came back in. Certainly we had to take care of his needs. You should not be machmir to make another kiddush. It's like he went out for things that are in need of the suda. And therefore, the Mishnah Berurah is telling us over here is, the Shark Nes Agdola says, although the Rama says you must eat in the place you make kiddush right away, if you went outside for some reason and came back in, you do not need a new kiddush. Although there are those who argue, so one should be careful about it, but the bottom line is, if you did go out, you came back in, you would not make a new kiddush. Now, a few points in the notes over here. Number one, note number 13. What does it mean when the Mishnah Berurah says, "V'lo yasik afilu zman kotzer"? Don't even pause a little bit. Shir zman kotzer lo nisparish. This amount of time, which is zman kotzer, is not explained. V'kosav is sidra yavitz shu kidei shir hilu chof bezama. You should not pause from your kiddush till the beginning of your suda, the time it takes to walk 22 amos, which is very short amount of time. Meidach, on the other hand, the das agon of nissen karelitz sheshehia nechsheves hefsek rak b'shir sheyesh bo hesach hadas. That a pause that's going to be a problem is only a pause that causes a loss of attention. Hesach hadas, your mind goes off your suda. V'das agon rav yashiv she'alko ponim muter lishos dakos muatos bein hakiddush suda. You can't wait a few minutes before your suda, after your kiddush. Then he writes, Yesha nogu lecho dogim acharei hakiddush. There are those who are nohig to have fish right after kiddush. V'rak le'achar zman livtso al hapas. And then they decide to make the hamotzi a little later. First they have a little fish. Stasa chazan ish. Lo hoysa nocha mizah. The chazan ish was not happy about that. You make kiddush, you wash right away, or you have your mizonos right away. Don't start eating fish before you have your suda. V'achilas peros achar hakiddush kidei limshach as a te'ovum. Let's say you make kiddush and you want to eat some fruit to whet your appetite. So the Orlet Zion writes, She'enu nechsheves hefsek bein ha-kiddush la-suda. That's not considered a break between the kiddush and the suda. Kevan she'itzorech ha-suda u'kechelek mimeno. That's considered part of the suda, and that would not be considered a hefsek. U'le'inyan leil ha-seder she'marichin harbe bein ha-kiddush la-suda b'chol ha-miris ha-goda. To say that we make kiddush, and we don't wash for a long time afterwards. So Shlomo Zalman Orbach writes, Shekevan Shekachi Takonos Chachamim. That's how the Chachamim set up the Seder. So Heim Omru Sha'af Nechshav Kiddush Mokom Suda. Chazal said by the Seder, that's called Kiddush Mokom Suda. Normally on a regular Shabbos, if you would have a pause like that, that would not be very pleasing to the poskim. But Zakon Shlomo Zalman by the Seder, that's how Chazal set up the Seder, and therefore that's not going to be a problem. Look at note number 15. Note number 15 is going on that which the Mishnah Berurah said. There are those who are cholik in the Shorek Knesset Agdola. They say if you go out and you come back, you need a new kiddush. Therefore, the chalkilu one should be careful not to go outside after his kiddush. Says note 15, the chen noga chavetz chayim. That was the custom of the chavetz chayim. He would not leave the room in which he made kiddush to even wash his hands. He also did not leave the room where he made kiddush to wash his hands. The chazanish is machmir on the family as well, that no one's allowed to leave the room after kiddush before the washing. For the washing. V'das agonu shomaz amin urbach. Shaminog lahokel bazeh. As we hopefully know, the minhag is to be lenient in this area. Going out of the room where you made kiddush to wash your hands alone is not considered a hefsek. That's specific. If you don't have a sink over there and you're going out to wash your hands, you're coming back in. So the Kavachayim says, or Shlomo Zalman says, that is okay. Says the Mishnah Berurah Vayter, Sivkotan Yud Gimel. Again, the Rambam said that you need to eat in the place you made kiddush right away, or you have to have in mind to eat there right away. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Miloshon O Mavur. The fact that the Rama puts in an O in between, it's clear. That in the first part where he said you have to eat right away, it's talking about a case where you didn't have in mind specifically to eat right away. You make kiddush stam. But you should go ahead if you make kiddush stam and eat right away. Even so, your yotze, kevet sh'achal alter. L'maisa, you ate right away. So in the first tzad, where the Rama says, tzaruch lecho b'mokom kiddush alter, it doesn't matter what you had in your mind, even if you had nothing in your mind. You just make kiddush stam. You go ahead and you start your suda right away. V'hodar ashmeinan. Then the Rama is teaching us, If you had in your mind when you made kiddush to eat right away, even if some kind of ones came up, you do not eat right away. You ate a little bit later. Gam kein yotze, you're also yotze. V'im yotze gam mimekoma bentayim. But if you not only delayed in the suda from the time of the kiddush, you also went outside from your place. Das kama achronim shetzarach lachzor l'kaddish. There already some achronim say you have to go ahead and make kiddush. You have two problems. One is you delayed in time, and also you went outside of your place. But leaving off those brackets, the Mishaburu is explaining that if you had in mind to eat right away, even though you had an ones and you waited a little bit, it's going to be okay. V'hu adin kishaya traklin gadol. The same thing would be true if you're eating in a great hall. V'holach mipina lepina le'echol shom. And you went from one corner where you made kiddush to eat in the other corner, which we discussed yesterday, would not require a new kiddush. That also would be okay. Or if you made kiddush in room A, having in mind to eat in room B, which we discussed yesterday, you're allowed to do as well. Or from the ground floor to the upper floor, that also would be okay. Through walking from place A to place B, you delayed some time. You also would not have to go ahead and make a new kiddush. So again, we're in Sifkatan Yudalit now. To summarize what we're saying in the Ramah said, number one, Tzarech Lecha B'makom Kiddush La'altar. We said, even if you make Kiddush Tam, you must eat right away. O Shahoya B'daitu Lechol Shamiyad. Or if you had in mind to eat right away, and you had some kind of ones and you got delayed, that's also going to be okay. Then the Ramah said, Alva B'lav Hochi. But if not so, without that, Afilu Ocha B'makom Kiddush Ein Yotze. Even if you eat in the place you make Kiddush, you're not Yotze. What exactly is that case? Says the Mishaburi Yadal, Hainu Shalohaysa Daitu Lechol Miyad. You made Kiddush, you did not have in mind to eat right away. Kigon shadaito lahasik b'dvarim acherim. You had in mind to pause with other things. V'hifzik. Not only do you had in mind to pause, but you actually paused with other things. So afilu haya hefzik achakach machmas ones. Even if the delay ended up being because of an ones, avsha ochal achar zeh b'mokum kiddush. Even though you ended up eating in the same place, lo yatza. So you had in mind to wait, and you waited, so you're not yotze. V'nire. But it appears, says in the Mishabura, if the delay was because of things that were in need of the suda, lo chashev hefsek, then it would not be considered a hefsek. That's what you had in mind in our case to go wash, and the washing was a little distance away, or you had in mind to wait for everyone to wash, so that would not be considered a hefsek. Then the Ramah said, if you had in mind not to eat there right away, then you change your mind, you ate right away, you are yotze. So the Mishibu writes in Tesvav, you had in mind not to eat there right away, pirish. When you made kiddush in the beginning, you had in mind not to eat at all until later. You had all the bad thoughts. You had thoughts not to eat right away and not even to eat in the place where you made kiddush. Mikol mokum still. Since at the end of the day, you changed your mind and you did it in the same place and you ate right away, you will not have to go back and make a new kiddush. And that is the end of Sif Gimel. We'll stop there. We'll pick up a Sif Dalet and Mirtz Hashem tomorrow.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maor Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.